We're qualifying you or someone listening right now to win a trip for two pucks in Prague to see the Blackhawks open their season in Prague. That's coming up. It's the Real Con Show with me, Anna DeBlantis, Justin Kaufman in this afternoon. And our next guest is Alderman Scott Wagasbeck, and you should know his name. He is the new finance chair of City Council. He's been around City Council for a while, but it's a powerful position and a changing of the guard. And Lori Lightfoot, our new mayor, has she hit the gavel, and boy, things were happening at City Council today. So, Alderman Wagasbeck, thank you for coming on the program.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Alderman, do we refer to you as chairman or your excellency?
Which one? Or do we bow and do we kiss a ring? Or is there some sort of thing we need to be doing now when we meet and greet you?
It's just standard, right?
Well, Justin, I think if you're still old Ed Buss, then it's probably your excellency.
Okay, good.
Oh, because we did have to call Alderman Burke chairman. That was the thing. That was the thing he did. So you...
No, you don't. I heard about that. No, you don't have to.
No. Okay.
I'm a little more laid back and nice. I'm a nice guy.
We want to get to you, your whole thing. You were saying that you want you to be nicer, though. What was that comment about? You think you can be nicer?
Well, I think it was, I was just kind of referring to the fact that people were saying I was not a nice person to work with on the city council. And, you know, I think maybe what they were referring to is more of the fact that I've been a little more outspoken than some people on things like the parking meter deal, for instance. And I think people mistake my sense of, you know, what we're trying to do, what's best for the taxpayers, as taking it personal in some ways. And I've never been that way. So I was just kind of joking around that I would try to be nicer.
Well, why do they say that about you? Because there seemed to be more than usual talking out of turn, telling reporters, obviously through anonymous sources, that they weren't sure that you were the right guy because you don't work well with the rest of the council. Obviously, you know, you're outspoken to the mayor and things of that nature, but these are your colleagues. So where does that come from, and how do you rectify that?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting because I never heard that over the last decade that I've been in. You know, people wouldn't say that to my face. So I was a little taken aback, but I figured, okay, I'll just try to be more upfront and, you know, work a little closer with people, maybe explain a little bit better when I'm trying to, you know, express my opinion about a bad deal, that here's why I'm doing it. But I think people are also feeling that the pressure of not having that power that they might have had over the last 10, 20 years. And there's a lot of new aldermen that have come in. There's a new mayor. She's obviously shaking stuff up like we've never seen before. I mean, if you were watching that city council meeting today, or if you were there, it was absolutely it was earth-shattering.
I want to ask you about that, because I thought so, too. And I felt, you know, she's putting forth the Citizens First agenda. She's reform-minded. Yeah. We knew all of that. You are, too. She put you in a powerful position. And she wasn't taking it when a member of the old guard, I think you can call him, Alderman Burke, longtime alderman, very powerful alderman, was giving her, some resistance. How would you characterize it?
Well, I thought he was... really just trying to play a game there as well and disrupt the council meeting when he clearly did not need to do that. There was no purpose whatsoever to talk about the things that he was about. Oh, gosh, in one part of the code here, the resolution, it says he, the other part it says her, and it is a kind of commentary in 12 years. I have never heard it at that moment where you're voting on those appointments. There has never been any debate. There have been a handful of no votes here and there, but he was really out of sorts to do that. And I think the follow up by Alderman Lopez was the same way. It was not the time for debate. If they had a problem with it, they could have talked to Mayor Lightfoot well before that, or brought it up at any time over the last 50 years that Burke was in.
You know, Alderman Wagasbeck, I have to say, I remember when Mayor Emanuel took office and he made a point that he wanted to sort of send a message to City Council. And he met individually with all the aldermen, including yourself. It leaked out that there were F-bombs and other things that came out of these meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about that versus the contrast that the new mayor. As the new mayor approaches this City Council, is it the same kind of concept? Is she going alderman to alderman to try and get their support? Or is this going to be a different kind of mayorship from Mayor Lightfoot?
Well, you have it right. I remember when I first met Rahm at that time just before the vote, it was a lot different than it was with Mayor Lightfoot. We had a cordial exchange. She said, what is it that you want to see change with the city? What do you want to see change within the council? How would you make it better? And I think she took that to heart, and it was more of a cordial exchange. There were no there was no pressure. I felt that she was taking my recommendations to heart, and I had never asked for the finance chair. I mean, at a much later point, I said, if you wanted to put me in there, I will reform it. I will change it. I will be unlike the way Alderman Burke has run it for all these years. So we would be on the same pathway for that. But there was a cordial relationship there.
How would you be different? Obviously, there's a number of ways I can imagine, but just off.
Well, the first way, I think the most important way is that he was obviously benefiting personally through his business or other means by having conflicts with the taxpayers, you know, basically getting money off of reassessments or down assessments in the Central Business District and throughout the city. He was taking Rule 14, which essentially has to abstain from a vote because he has a financial interest in hundreds and hundreds of deals that we never really know what those are about. I'm putting a full stop to that. I haven't benefited in that way for these years, and I don't intend to in the future. So that'll be a huge difference there.
How do you stop that, though, Alderman Wagsback?
You have to have people that are like-minded, that are aldermen, saying, if I get a chairmanship, any chairmanship, that I'm not going to be working against the taxpayers. And you have to put that in the code. I think we'll see that with Mayor Lightfoot's ethics changes. And you can't be working against the taxpayers while you're in a political or elected office.
The city of Chicago and the city council is kind of an aberration when you think of having someone who's a finance chair for as many years as Alderman Burke was. For you to take over, there isn't a cordial passing of the guard. It isn't like Alderman Burke's like, here's the deal with this, and here's the deal with this contract, and this one. So how do you get over not having that transition from finance chair to finance chair?
Yeah, I don't think I'll have much conversation with him. He's, you know, got other issues coming up here. The staff has been pretty good about trying to tell us what they're doing. We are literally sitting down with them and trying to figure out duties, responsibilities. There's no playbook. There's no thing that they can hand over and say, here's how you should handle being the chairmanship or handle the chairmanship. And I think that's something I'd like to change. We'd like to have, you know, if I'm not here in a few years, I want to be able to hand it off to the next alderman who takes over and say, here, I prepared this for you, you know, as if you were transitioning in any kind of business for a new boss or any other city, you would have some type of transition ready to roll. So we're working on that right now. But at the same time, the budget has been cut by about 3/4. So I'm working on a much smaller budget, and I have to figure out how to do all these things with something much different than Ed Burke had over the last few decades.
Well, and that's the thing. It feels, and you just said it, that it feels like Mayor Lightfoot as well is trying to lay the groundwork for better government for the future. So she's sort of, that role that you have right now was so powerful. Alderman Burke was in charge of the disability claims. He was in charge of TIF districts. He was in charge of finance. He's a much larger budget than what you have. And some of those things have been carved out. It feels like so that role is not this all being powerful sort of position that it once was.
Well, I think I can look at power in a different way, too. I can be powerful in the sense that, you know, how could I be different, you asked. The Rule 14 will be built into the code, but I can also be more transparent. I can look at different ways to get the documents out there that aldermen need to read before voting on them, that the public needs to read before we vote on them. So we're going to look at different ways to transform that committee so that people are seeing what we're working on. Hopefully much further in advance than we've seen over the last, you know, with Mayor Emanuel, where you might get 48 hours to look at something or not at all.
Wow.
And the same thing under Daley.
Well, I was going to say that. You saw with the previous mayors, Daley and Emanuel, that they had good, strong working relationships with Alderman Burke, and they worked in tandem to be able to get things through the finance chair. You are appointed by Lori Lightfoot. You, Mayor Lightfoot, you endorsed her. You campaigned for her. how do we make sure that, you know, she's going to have to make some tough decisions, creative decisions, difficult decisions on what happens with our fiscal situation.
Sure.
How, are you a rubber stamp, Scott, or are you going to be someone who pushes back if she says, well, let's kick the can down the road, or let's try this, that, or the other?
Well, we had that conversation, and I said, you've got to understand that if I, I'm going to continue down this path that I've been on of trying to be open, trying to be transparent, reading things, and if they're going down the wrong path, I'll point it out, and you have to expect me to continue to vote no when appropriate. And I think she understands that. I think what we'd like to have there is not a detente like Emmanuel had or Daley before him. And what I mean by detente was, hey, you keep your little fiefdom over there, your little right. kingdom. I'm not going to touch your stuff, Ed Burke. You get to keep your workers' comp over there and continue to run a awfully run program. I mean, you guys might have seen the audit that came out. You know, on Mayor Emanuel's last day, they kind of slipped the audit out, the summary of it, and how awful workers' comp was being run. We still have to have hearings on that, public hearings, but I think when there's issues like that where we might be in disagreement, I don't think she has a problem with me voting no as long as I articulate why in a substantive way. And that's why she's talking about aldermanic privilege and prerogative as well.
Let's talk about that.
Tell us why.
Let's talk about that, because she is yep. Alderman Lopez says she's waging a war with us by trying to cut away our power as aldermen.
No, it's nonsense.
The zoning changes is the one thing that she wants to rectify, because we've seen some problems with that in the past. So she says that has got to change. There can't be 50 different wards with 50 different rules in place for how that gets done. There needs to be a centralized way of doing it, but that needs to be voted on by council.
Yeah, and there's other cities who do it a lot better. If you take zoning, for instance, other cities are much more open and transparent. They tell people what's being changed. They have good forward-thinking urban planning. Here in Chicago, we don't do that. We can put up towers in the middle of Lincoln Park where they don't belong, and that can be pushed through by one alderman. On the other hand, if you have a good set of guidelines, like I think we have in the 32nd Ward, and similar to the city finances, you give people predictability. You give them stability by saying, here's a set of rules that we follow, and we're going to stick to those rules. And if we have those same set of rules, like you're alluding to, across 50 wards, and that comes from the mayor through a process where we all decide, here's the best set of rules, then I think the city can move forward. It can continue to build. It can continue to, get more creative and better on our finances, instead of trying to play these tricks and games that benefit certain people. If you look at the aldermanic prerogative, I mean, Alderman Burke right now has federal charges because he manipulated that part of it, and that's what she's trying to put a stop to.
Alderman Wagensback, do you have just a minute for us to take a break? I wanted to ask you about something else that Mayor Lightfoot said today. She called out the power players of years past in the city for something I did not think she would connect the dots on, but she did, and I want to ask you about that. You are the new finance chair. Congrats on your new position. And if you can, stand by just for a minute, and we'll be right back with Alderman Wagensback. We're going to check in with Kim Gordon right now, see what's coming up bottom of the hour in the news.
Your check's about to get more expensive at some city restaurants.
The Sox get in the ring with KC, and this fight's guaranteed to go 9. White Sox Royals tonight, 7 o'clock on WGN TV Sports.
He's the new finance chair of City of Chicago for the City Council, a powerful position, Alderman Scott Wagensback. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for staying through the break. I wanted to ask you something that Lori said today, Mayor Lightfoot, and I thought it was it needs some sort of context, and I wanted to see if you agree with it. She blamed the power players of the past, of decades past. She said there were deliberate policy choices that in this town that by people in power that have kept the South and West Sides impoverished, and she blames those policies for a big part, the root of the problem that we have today. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that in some sense. I just kind of referred to this issue of putting up towers in Lincoln Park with the Lincoln Yards deal, for instance. And here we have a mega development going into a location that really could organically grow by itself with development, as it does every day of the week. And the city spent the last few years putting all its resources from its departments, all its urban planning content, really with Mayor Emanuel, just focusing on Lincoln Park. And to me, that was maybe an example that she's referring to, is we don't put that same effort into creating jobs and development in other parts of the city like we did on this particular deal. And she might have had a broader context that she was referring to with the leadership, but I think that might be a piece of it.
Alderman, you know, I've known your career for a while, and many people in Chicago know you to be sort of the rabble-rouser on the council. You're the one guy who Daley didn't want anything to do with, and then Emanuel didn't want anything to do with. You have obviously, at your role at the Progressive Caucus, but also now here you are with the finance chair. You've grown into almost, you are the man. You are the hunted. You are the one that the aldermen are going to look at, and they're going to be pointing to and trying to make controversy out of it. Are you mentally prepared for that change, that you're no longer the rabble-rouser on your own and they're going to be coming for you?
Yeah, I think I am. I think we knew that it was going to be a difficult task to undertake. You know, seeing my budget now for finance kind of cut here, trying to figure out what kind of people to bring on, people that can look across the whole city and understand what everybody's going through in each ward and all the constituents around the city. I know I have to be very collaborative in what we're doing, but the great thing is I think you have a mayor finally in this city who is looking at all these different issues. Anna, you mentioned, you know, looking at the leadership, where has it led us over these last few decades, and the waste, corruption, the apathy in many cases, that's going to change, I think, because she brings a new, not just a new style, but a new energy that we haven't seen in the past. You know, the first black woman mayor that the city has had, and I think it's going to be something that people are looking forward to, and we'll see changes that we haven't seen before. But, you know, I think, yeah, you can still be a rabble-rouser in some ways because, look, we still have endemic corruption in this city that has to be rooted out. We have to open up the books. We have to show people what's been going on these last few decades, and that doesn't happen overnight because these systems and these institutions were built up over decades. So we still have to be have a strong voice and continue to speak out against the bad things that we see.
Alderman Weisbeck, we're getting tight on time here, but I do want to ask you something because privately what I hear from a lot of aldermen, or let's just say political people, not aldermen, but political people in this town and even media people, is that we'll see how she gets this done. We'll see if she gets this done, fighting for transparency, fighting for this reform agenda. Mm-hmm. And do you have doubts that this is an overly ambitious agenda?
No, I don't. I think everybody that's a leader in this city, every constituent in this city should be moving forward in that same direction. I don't know if you guys were at the inauguration, but on that fourth star where she talked about integrity and she brought up the council and trying to move forward and open it up and get rid of the corruption, that was the loudest and longest applause that she got from everybody in that room. And anybody who was listening on the radio or watching TV probably was doing the same thing. So the people of this city want to move it ahead and move forward, and we all need to stay focused on that same direction.
Alderman Scott Weisbeck, thank you so much for your time. I know it's a busy day, and you're the new finance chair. We hope that you'll continue to check in with us and let us know as you learn more about all those issues. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Let's check in with Kim Gordon now. The news is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. Here is Kim Gordon.